The story of Noah and the flood. The Torah describes a difficult world, a morally desperate world that Noah finds himself in. His difficult task is to somehow lead the world, fix the world, transform the world, save the world. And the rabbis describe how God had instructed Noah to do so. And we know the horrible, terrible ending of the story. We know the terrible ending. There's nothing left. There's nothing left of the world. Next week, we're going to read about another famous man named Avram. Also faces a very difficult civilization, very, very challenging global circumstances. And we read his stories. And of course, when one stands back and compares them, somehow everybody knows that Abraham was so successful, so successful. And Noah, well, he just kind of trudged through it and made it out alive, and that's about it. Not necessarily, looked at as a great world leader. So Abraham is somehow seen as a success, and Noah is less than a success. Question. Have you stopped to think about how many students did Abraham leave in this world? We know. Remember the story? Abraham, he speaks, he does what he does, right? At the end of the day, read the Bible. There's nobody left. After all is said and done, he has one sole student. One. His name? Isaac. Yitzchak, his own son. Yitzchak is the only one who ultimately followed in Avram's ways. Everyone else, they did. Something happened, but they fizzled and disappeared. Noach, on the other hand, he actually had a couple of sons. Right, certainly Shem, who was his main student, and one can argue even maybe Yafes also was a decent dude. So why is Avram so great and Noach is somehow not that popular? The answer, of course, is even though they were, in a certain sense, unsuccessful, educationally unsuccessful, Avram stepped up and gave his best effort, and Noach apparently didn't. Simple, so super, almost too simple. Avram tried his best, although he failed. Noach didn't try, and also failed. And in Judaism, the greatness is measured by effort. Shabbat Shalom.